let these ladies eat first.
Yeah. You act like you ain't never had no barbecue before. Let the ladies eat.
Ooh, sure look good over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, go on over there and help yourself.
You sure?
It's cool?
Yeah, boy, you better go get you something to eat. All right.
Drums, please.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this special edition of the Daily Drum. We have no news tonight. We're going to have just a lot of fun. We are grilling on a budget. We are broadcasting live outside the studios of WHUR. Our listeners wrote in over the past 2 weeks to share their grilling secrets in 100 words or less. Three were chosen. They're here with us now. They've been working hard to prepare their favorite dishes. We will hear from them in just a bit. Now, of course, you can also see them at work. We are streaming live on our Facebook page at facebook.com/96.3WHUR. Of course, we have judges who will select our grand prize winner, and that grand prize winner will walk away with a WHUR SunTrust Bank Summer Grilling Package. It's complete with a grill cover, and everything you need to cook out in style. So let's talk to our experts about grilling on a budget. Of course, we have Muriel Garr, friend of the family here, Senior Vice President of SunTrust Bank. Now, Muriel, you're frugal, so what do you need to do to grill on a budget?
First, make a list.
Ah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And before you go shopping, make sure you eat.
Really? Why is that?
Because when you go shopping and you're hungry, everything looks like you need it.
Okay.
So eat before you go shopping, make a list, and don't be too proud to ask everyone to bring a dish.
Oh, how about that? Okay, that makes sense. Let's talk to Walter Lee Nash now. He's the senior owner of Lefty's Barbecue in Waldorf, Maryland, the Mr. Lefty. Now, I know you don't spare any expense. For those of us who don't have it like Mr. Lefty, how do you grill on a budget?
Well, I guess basically I go along with the young lady just said a moment ago. First of all, you definitely want to make a list. You don't want to get in the store and get to the point where you're just picking up anything. The second thing I would say is that make it a priority that your friends, whoever going to participate, whoever's coming, that they bring a dish.
Yeah, and see, and that's the other thing, too, about bringing a dish. You don't want to buy too much so that your refrigerator is overstocked. At the end of it.
But, Harold, have you ever gone to an event where everybody didn't bring a Tupperware dish or take a bag back home?
I know, but eventually, you know, folks are on a diet. They're watching their waistlines even during the course of the summer, and I don't want my refrigerator overflowing. If I don't want to spend too much money on potato salad.
True, you don't want to spend too much money, so you need to be cautious and concerned about the volume of what you prepare. So, one, if you're going to be cooking for family members and friends, make sure you have a good head count of everyone that's scheduled to attend. If you use the caterer's concept, roughly 20% will not show. So if you invite 15, plan for 12, and the odds are you won't have a refrigerator full after the event.
But see, here's the problem with that. See, with my family, if I plan for 15, 30 will show. The ones that heard about it that weren't invited, they still show up.
Right. And are they going to bring a dish?
Let us hope that they bring a dish. But chances are they'll bring Tupperware, too.
Okay, yeah. So if they don't bring a dish, a good caterer always has something that can fill the gap. So you're going to buy a little extra chicken just in case. You're going to buy a few extra slabs of ribs just in case. Now, for you, you would have had to marinate those slabs of ribs 2 days before.
So dry rub.
All the stuff that you're getting ready to show everybody a little later that you do, because you let us all know you can cook. But having a little extra that you can always fill in the gaps, especially if you've got children coming.
Okay. And let me ask Mr. Lefty, too, because I don't want you to give away any family secrets, but what is the best inexpensive rub for your meats, for your beef and your pork?
I would say the best inexpensive rub is if you get your grandmother's recipe, where basically they go to the store and buy certain ingredients.
But tell me, what are those certain ingredients? You can give me one secret, Lefty, just one.
See, he doesn't want to give away any secrets. You see that?
No, it's not that. It's not that I don't want to give any secrets, but I want to make it very simple that if you're on a budget, you got to go with the basics.
Okay, so like
salt and pepper. Of course, people nowadays trying to stay away from a lot of sodium.
Yeah, always important.
So you try to use a good substitute.
But it's not. But like I said, you know, for those of us who do like to cook,
we've got garlic. We got a garlic rub. Garlic is inexpensive, and if you're going to use garlic, it's better for you to buy fresh garlic than actually buy garlic in a jar. Actually, fresh garlic is cheaper.
Okay.
So sometimes we think that something that's prepackaged is actually the lower cost, but fresh produce actually can be the lower cost. So instead of buying Morton salt, you can buy actually the round salt crystals. Mm-hmm. You get a better yield, and actually it's better for you than the Morton's that's been sitting on, possibly has had a longer shelf life. Let me say it that way. I think you may use some soy sauce in your rubs, but Mr. Lefty's here, so he'll give you the ingredients, and I'll tell you how to buy them cheap.
Mr. Lefty is not giving me any ingredients right now because he's trying to hold on to the family secrets. But one of the big family secrets, and you did make an excellent point, Muriel, if you're going to use garlic, especially fresh garlic, after you eat it, don't come and talk close. You need to stand back just a little bit with the garlic. So that's for everybody. You want to keep your friends at the barbecue. Listen, we are live here at the WHUR studios. We are grilling on a budget. This is a special edition of the Daily Drum. We have our contestants here. They are cooking up a storm. We have these folks here who have been invited, and Taylor Thomas is here. How about that? Oh, really? That's all you got there? Yeah, Taylor Thomas is here. She's going to be one of our judges. We're going to be talking to our judges in just a little bit. So when we come back, we're going to hear from them. Of course, we are grilling on a budget during this special edition of the Daily Drum. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to this special edition of the Daily Drum. We are grilling on a budget live here at the studios of WHUR-FM. Of course, we've got a great grilling contest today, and now it is time to talk to our judges. We have a celebrity chef, Sammy Davis, owner of Milk and Honey Cafe in Laurel. We have Chef Teresa Cross. We also have our own Taylor Thomas. Give him a hand. Okay, so, and oh my goodness, it's Troy Johnson. Well, miracles never cease. WHUR Zone. Well, let's quickly talk to Chef Sammy Davis. Chef, when you taste the food, what are you looking for when it comes to our contestants?
Limited char marks.
Okay.
Great char marks, but no residual flame licking the meat. Okay. I don't want to see that.
Okay. What about taste?
Not dry.
Oh.
Not dry.
Okay.
Not dry.
Sounds good. Taylor, now what about you? I mean, you're a foodie.
I am a foodie, and so I am looking for presentation. I'm absolutely looking for flavor. I don't want too much of it, and I love a little bit of ginger and a little bit of garlic, so that's what I'm looking for
today. What if we don't have ginger and garlic?
Well, they're in trouble. They're in big trouble.
How about that? Okay. Chef Cross, what about you? What are you looking for?
I'm looking for less of that smoke from the barbecue. You know, sometimes it can be a little bit too much, and a lot of moisture.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like a dry barbecue.
Okay. Yeah. No matter what kind of meat we're talking about?
No kind of meat. No, it shouldn't be dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Troy, you're just looking for a plate.
Yes. I don't need much more than that. I agree with what we've heard so far. You want tender food. You want, if we're talking about barbecue, you want meat that's going to stand up on its own without a sauce.
Nice.
If it's good by itself, now we're working.
Okay.
Now we got something going on.
I appreciate that. Well, listen, this is, of course, a special edition of the Daily Drum. We are grilling on a budget. When we come back, we are going to turn up the heat on the grills. We're going to talk to our contestants about their specialties. And remember, of course, you can see yourself. We're streaming live on our Facebook page, facebook.com/96.3
WHUR. This is a special edition of the Daily Drum. No phone calls, but bring your taste buds. We'll be back in just a moment.
Did you know?
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. No news today. We are back with our special edition of the Daily Drum. We're grilling on a budget. We are broadcasting live outside the studios of WHUR right here on the campus of Howard University. Now, you've heard from the grilling experts and the judges. It's time to check in on our contestants. They wrote in to compete for a WHUR SunTrust Bank summer grilling package complete with a grill, grill cover, and everything you need to grill on a budget. So let us introduce our contestants. We have Denise Hodge. She is a self-proclaimed foodie. She loves to grill, and she loves to see the smile on the faces of those who enjoy her meals. Denise, what did you cook for us?
Grilled Maryland crab cakes.
Now, I've never heard about grilling crab cakes at a barbecue. What's in it? Can you give us a little taste of what's in it?
Well, lots of love.
That's a good place to start.
Yellow peppers, Dijon mustard, eggs, parsley, Worcestershire sauce.
So what? You know, how did you come up with this recipe? This is your recipe, right?
Yes.
So how did you come up with that? And is there something really special that you can tell us about, or is there?
Well, I think grilling makes it taste a lot better, like a cookout, you know, and I love crab cakes, so why not put them on the grill?
Sounds wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Denise Hodge. Let's talk to our second contestant. We have Wanda Cromer. Now, Wanda is a career consultant by day, but she loves to grill. She prefers gas. Now, Wanda, what are you working with?
I am working with Cromer Sausage Vegetable Delight.
Man, that looks absolutely fantastic. What kind of sausage are you using?
We have Eckrick sausage, and we grilled it, added some secret seasoning.
Can you tell me a little bit about the seasoning? It's just between
a little
you
bit.
And, just between you and me.
A little heat. Just a little bit of heat. Yeah.
Is this beef or pork?
This is pork.
Okay. Why do you prefer propane to charcoal?
It's just a preference, personal preference as far as safety for me.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah.
Okay. So it looks good, but it's not just the meat. What else do you have?
I have vegetables, red and yellow peppers, sweet onions, some fresh garlic.
And some rice under there.
Some rice.
That looks so pretty. Thank you so much, Wanda. Good luck to you. Now we're going to go to Cedric. Now, Cedric's been acting up all day. You know, I have some chicken on the grill, and Cedric is trying to steal my recipe. Now, Cedric is an engineering professional, but he loves to grill. He hopes to open his own barbecue restaurant very soon. What are you working with here, Cedric?
Actually, we have some skinless chicken thighs, and we did a bourbon glaze barbecue sauce with a little bit of honey. And we actually seasoned the chicken with kosher salt, cracked pepper, paprika, a little cayenne, and a little cumin.
Wow, that sounds really, really good. Now, is this your recipe or your wife's recipe? Because she seems to have been doing all the work.
No comment.
So, now, you plan on opening up a restaurant.
Yes.
How close are you?
We're about maybe a month or so away.
Mm-hmm.
A month or so away.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
hey, look,
you.
If that works out, you can quit your day job and move forward. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Cedric.
Thank
so
you.
We have Cedric, we have Wanda, and we have Denise. We have heard from the contestants, and now it's time for the judges to tell us what they think about the dishes. We're going to make sure that our judges have a chance to get a plate. And please make sure Troy Johnson gets a plate, too, so that he doesn't, feel like he's being left out. Troy, it's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a minute or two. I know, absolutely. And listen, and here's the other piece, too. You know, I'm not a contestant, but I did decide to bring my honey garam masala wings with a little orange marmalade. And see... And one of the contestants is giving me the side eye because she thinks that I'm probably, I would beat her in this contest. But no, we're trying to get this together. You know what? I want to go over here, if we can, and talk to some of our visitors here because we've got We've got some family, and we've got we've got hot dogs. Where did the hot dogs and the macaroni and cheese come from? You know, let's talk to this lady before she puts a rib in her mouth. Now, this is wonderful. And they brought the children with them. Now, what's your name?
Crystal Jackson.
Okay, Crystal. So, do you barbecue?
I don't, actually.
You don't? You just eat?
I know how to enjoy good barbecue. How's that?
Now, how is that possible?
You have some people that cook and or grill, and you have some people who enjoy it.
Okay.
So, I'm on the other side of that.
You want to taste one of my wings, though?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Don't hurt my feet. And look, you have other folks over here. They're just nodding. Can we interrupt your meal just for a moment? We'll have the sister just come right over here, all dressed up for radio. You know.
I don't get out much.
Yeah, we need an extra serving of dental floss because that's the way it usually is at barbecues. Okay. So what's your name?
Angel Lippitt.
Angel Lippitt.
Yes.
Okay. So do you barbecue at all?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite? What's your specialty?
Baked beans.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So how so? What do you put in them other than your foot? Because that's the only way that baked beans are going to be good is if you put your foot in them.
Yes.
Okay. So give me a little bit of that recipe.
So sometimes ground beef,
mm-hmm.
Green peppers, mm-hmm. onions, and special seasoning.
Special
seasoning.
Nothing you can't give me.
Special.
Mm-hmm.
Really special.
Is your recipe or your grandma's recipe?
Grandma's recipe.
See that it's never your recipe. It's always somebody who's got some years and
yes,
some
but
stuff.
You change it up through the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, opposed to using ground beef, you use turkey.
Mm-hmm. Are you having a cookout this weekend?
No.
Okay. Well, when you do, I want an invitation.
Sure, no problem.
Please don't.
Thank
please
you.
Do not forget about me. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. And for those of you who don't cook, please enjoy. Children, thank you so much. Eat slowly. Chew. Always chew. It's time for us to find out what our judges have to say. Boy, look at these plates. Absolutely fantastic. Okay, so it's time. Right here. Let's find out. Chef Sammy Davis, what do you say? Who's the winner in your mind?
I don't know, but I swallowed that piece of chicken whole.
Which
one? That's the winner. I devoured it. Can I have another piece of it, actually?
Okay, so you're talking about the chicken thighs?
Yeah. Is that what that was?
No, it's a breast. It's got to be
a breast.
That's
a thigh.
That was a chicken thigh. Okay, that was...
That
okay.
thing is moist. Who cooked that?
Cedric. Cedric cooked that. Okay, oh, yeah. Taylor, you've got the crab cake. You've got... Yeah, see, this is radio.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got the crab cake. You've got the sausage, and you've got the chicken. Which do you like the best?
I'm really torn. I don't normally eat the dark meat. This mm-hmm. thigh is so delicious. It's very moist. I like the sauce. The crab cake is so... I have never seen the combination of putting the mixed vegetables. But I tell you, I'm kind of pulled with the sweetness
wow.
with the sausage and the mixed vegetables with the rice. I'm swaying towards that.
So which one?
I'm sorry. I have to go for this. I'm sorry.
Okay, there you go. So you are voting for Wanda. Is that... Yes, Wanda. Wanda and the Polish sausages. So that's one vote for Cedric, one vote for Wanda. Okay, so Chef Cross, what do you think?
All right, this crab cake is pretty good. It's very moist. It's really good. The sausage and peppers and rice is I like it. That's
okay.
really I like this. And I like the combination. But this chicken, this chicken is out of this world, and it has a lot of heat to it, and I like that.
Wow. Okay. So is it the chicken for you?
It's the chicken for me.
Okay. Two for Cedric. One for Wanda. Troy.
These are excellent dishes. All of them are excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Troy.
I like the delicacy, the delicateness of the crab cake. But I do like the combination of the sausage and rice. But this chicken is on fire.
Oh, is it?
The chicken is on fire. It's right.
So
it's got a hint. I mean, it's got some sweet. It's got some heat, but it's got an underlying smokiness to it that's very good.
Oh, so that's the top note.
That is, yes. It rounds off the taste.
It rounds
of the,
so which yes. is it for you?
It's
Make
the chicken.
It official. It's the chicken. Well,
chicken.
It looks like. 3-1. Chef, Lefty. He's in the back, eating quietly. What do you think? Which one?
All the dishes are excellent, really.
Mm-hmm.
But for me. I like the rice and the sausages.
Oh, my goodness. We have a tie. We have a tie between Cedric Simon and Wanda Krumer. Huh?
3-2. That's not a tie.
Is it 3-2?
Yeah, his vote counts.
Whose vote? Wait a minute.
We're down to end.
It's Cedric? Congratulations, Cedric. Math was never my strong suit. Okay. Cedric Simon with those smoked honey barbecue chicken thighs with a laundry list of ingredients. Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, guys. I'm glad the judges were able to enjoy it. And I just like to make people smile when they eat my food.
Well, I hope that when you open up your restaurant that you're going to continue that same kind of surprise and flavor, you know, with the chicken or whatever it is that you put together. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
I just want to remind our listeners that Cedric has won a grill and all of the grill cover and all of the things to make it happen. For those of you who are, you know, interested in, you know, just putting together a grill. Where's his wife, by the way?
Hi.
Oh, there she. Aren't you proud?
I'm very, very proud.
Congratulations. We want to thank.
He does it from his heart.
We want to thank SunTrust. We also want to thank Safeway. We want to thank Lefty's Barbecue for coming in and supporting us in this venture. You know, thank you so much for, you know, for having our listeners come
Thank
in.
You,
is everything good over there? We've got a lot of full bellies over there. I'm still trying to figure out where the mac and cheese and everything else came from, you know, because that's, you know, something that I want. And who else is over here? What do we have? Here it is. Let me step over here and real quick explain what they've won. They've won a charbroil grill. We've got all kinds of utensils, a cookbook. Not that our guests, our contestants are going to need that. And of course, our runner-ups also get gift cards to Milk and Honey Cafe. That's in Laurel, and you know we don't leave anyone empty-handed. So we've got a 12-piece barbecue set here. We've got a WHUR aprons. I'm wearing one. Something from SunTrust. And also, we really want to thank Safeway for participating with us as well. So, again, we are live here in the parking lot with WHUR with the grilling on a budget. And, you know, you hear the fire truck? That's because we're smoking hot here. Listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, if your 4th of July cookout was a fail, we will have some cooking tips for you. You can also post your question on Facebook or Twitter using the hashtag WHUR Grilling. We're going to continue the special edition of the Daily Drum Grilling on a Budget on SiriusXM Channel 141. Of course, Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're going to be back on SiriusXM with more Grilling on a Budget in just a few seconds. Stay with us.